A lot of AI projects stumble, but the successful ones, they prioritize governance from the start. It's about embedding responsible practices directly into the development lifecycle. Thinking about governance early, right there in the code, is crucial. This ensures your AI is not only effective, but also built on a solid, ethical foundation. AI governance becomes essential when it impacts your code. These AI tools aren't just software. They're active participants in your development environment. They process code, generate production-ready software, and access your systems. This creates new intellectual property, immediately raising critical questions. Who owns it? What are the licensing implications? These are important questions to consider. To use AI responsibly, you'll need an AI governance board. It's your steering committee, ensuring AI tools are used wisely. Include representatives from areas like security, legal, and engineering. Their expertise helps manage risk and keep policies current. This board needs real authority to be effective, and AI acceptable use. Policy's power lies in its clear, actionable guidance. Vague statements don't cut it. Specificity is key. For example, your AUP should list approved AI tools so everyone knows which coding assistants are okay to use. Clear data classification rules are also essential. This provides employees with the guardrails they need. To manage AI effectively, consider a tiered risk approach. For instance, Tier 1 could be unrestricted. Think code completion for general projects. Tier 2 requires a controlled environment. We're talking cloud AI on internal code, but with data loss prevention, reviews, and approvals in place. Then Tier 3 is strictly prohibited. Classifying AI tools this way allows for appropriate governance. Shadow AI presents a real challenge. AI adoption is widespread, but formal governance lags far behind. It's estimated that 9 out of 10 developers use AI tools that haven't been properly vetted. That's a blind spot exposing organizations to significant security and compliance risks. Fortunately, network traffic analysis offers a practical way to discover these unsanctioned AI tools. GitHub Copilot's configurability is powerful, especially for security. You're giving a tool access to your code, so setting ground rules is vital. Organization-level settings are key here. You can put security and compliance policies in place across your entire team. This ensures everyone adheres to the same standards, improving your organization's overall security posture. When working in secure environments, establishing clear trust boundaries is crucial. You can isolate sensitive projects within the IDE, preventing extensions or untrusted code from compromising them. Extension permissions are key too. While third-party extensions expand functionality, they also introduce risk. So, carefully limit what they can access. Finally, think about data retention. Securing access to enterprise data is critical. Here's how we're doing it. We're using IAM to precisely control permissions for queue resources. VPC endpoints ensure network traffic remains within your private network. And for code context and S3, we've implemented strict bucket policies governing data access. Security is our priority. Secure integration is where large language models become truly powerful. It's more than simply connecting them. We're talking API-only access, routed through a proxy. This gives us critical control and the ability to monitor data exchange. Blocking direct browser access from developer machines is also a smart move for enhanced security. This approach minimizes risks. Responsible AI is moving beyond theory. It's showing up in company policies. The big players aren't just building AI, they're actively working on ethical frameworks. Google emphasizes internal AI principles and extensive testing. Microsoft takes it a step further with a formal responsible AI standard. Impact assessments are now required for any new AI product they release. It's a clear sign of progress. AI-assisted development is a game changer, but it shifts the security landscape. Treat AI-generated code like any other untrusted source. Security reviews become essential, not optional. We need to verify those dependencies to avoid supply chain vulnerabilities, confirm license compliance to prevent legal issues, and carefully track the code's origin. Ignoring these steps introduces unacceptable risk. Project-level controls are key for managing AI's impact. Think of agents.md and instruction files as a project's AI rulebook. They allow you to define constraints like security or coding standards. You can even specify forbidden code patterns. The great thing is enforcing these policies automatically. Pre-commit hooks can stop non-compliant code before it's committed. This keeps your project secure and consistent. A practical AI governance model for dev teams can be built from 5 steps adapted from the Cloud Security Alliance. First, know your AI assets. What tools, data, and models are you using? Then, for each one, understand the risks. Think potential data leaks, security holes, and compliance gaps. Defining controls is the next key step to mitigate those risks. AI governance isn't just about putting policies in place. It's about seeing if they're effective. Are developers embracing the approved AI tools, or are they sticking with what they know? And how often are employees following the established guidelines? It's crucial to monitor those compliance rates closely. Finally, let's not forget about unauthorized AI tools. Proactive AI governance is essential. Consider forming an AI governance board. This cross-functional group guides responsible AI tool usage and policy. Equally important, develop a clear AI acceptable use policy. It should cover data handling protocols, code review processes, and intellectual property considerations. Establishing these elements early promotes responsible AI practices. That wraps things up. Hopefully, this gave you some useful perspective. I'm eager to hear your thoughts and answer any questions you might have. What's on your mind?